So good to see each one of you this morning.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah. I want to, first of all, bring you greetings from my wife. She's in Kentucky with our son and grandson, and so she sends her greetings. She was planning to go to the islands with me, but something came up in the family, so she felt it was more important for her to go there. It's with a thanksgiving in my heart to thank you for praying for me, especially in the last 2 weeks. It was 50 years ago next month that I first set a foot on the islands where my wife and I would do missionary work as our first term of missionaries. If you want to go to Google and look up and see where it is, it's the Turks and Caicos Islands. Caicos is spelled C-A-I-C-O-S. We were missionaries on the island of North Caicos, but our ministry extended to all of the Turks and Caicos Islands.
我们是在那个北边的岛的北边的第一个宣教士，但是我们的整个宣教呢是在这个群岛上。
So it was a great honor and a great privilege to be invited back for their annual camp meeting, our 10 days of intensive services. They had professional evangelists scheduled to go, but these evangelists realized that they didn't have the vaccines, and so they couldn't go without the vaccines, so I got invited in their place, and that was nice. It was a real honor and real privilege. I hadn't been back for a few years, and it was a real honor and real privilege to see many of the students I had in the school that my wife and I established, and also to see many of the people that we ministered to.
然后呢，过了这么多年，能够回去真的是很大的荣幸。我们可以看到过去的学生，就在这里见学校长大的学生跟很多老朋友。
Of course, many it brought a lot of sadness as I would drive up and down through the village and see the homes of many of the older folks that we had ministered to that are in heaven today, I believe because of our ministry there in the islands.
然后呢，当然也是有很多令人难过的，就是我在这个岛上开车，就看到以前那些教会里边的那些老人家，很多已经是在与主同在了。
I was delighted that they're in heaven, but I was also saddened that I didn't get to see them again before they departed this world.
当然，我很高兴他们跟主同在天堂。难过的是，我也在他们离开人世的时候，我也没有办法跟他们说再见，也没有再见到他们。
I have a couple of pictures I want to show you quickly.
我有一些照片想给大家很快的显示一下。
I believe you're going to have to operate this for me from the back. So, yeah, there we go. There's the first two pictures I wanted to show you. I think you'll recognize that I'm preaching there in one of the morning services. The teacher or the principal of the school brought all the children into service, and I finally persuaded her to bring them up front so I could keep their attention a little better.
然后呢，校长就把那个学校的学生都带来了，那我就算用一些小的道具让他们有抓到他们的注意力。
So what you cannot see in the picture is that this is a mix of adults and children from kindergarten age up through high school that I'm preaching to.
那个你们看不到，他们有一个标志。其实这些学生呢，是从这个幼稚园一直到高中。
But that was a real challenge to speak to such a diverse age group. However, a number of these young people and children came to the altar to give their hearts to Jesus.
就是有年纪不同的这些孩子们，他们都到台前，把他们的生命交给耶稣。
Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not."
主耶稣说，不要禁止小孩子到我面前来。
And I'm glad to see some young people getting an early start in walking with Jesus.
我真的是很高兴看到这些年轻人在他们小的时候就开始和神同行。
So flip to that next slide, if you wouldn't mind, please.
请到下一张。
And here's one of the evening services on the picture on the left, at least my left, and just preaching there. Then the picture on the right is, you see, Brother Forbes and his wife Cecilia, they have a special relationship with my wife and I.
然后呢，我们左边是我在讲，右边呢，我们看到中间那两个就是这个牧师。 You mean the most left two one with the pink one?
Yes.
Yeah, 就是我们看到那最左边的那两位，那个牧者跟他太太，他跟我太太是有很特别的联系。
He came from a different island and lived with us in our house while he went to our school, and then later, when he proposed to his wife, well, then I had the privilege of performing the wedding ceremony.
然后呢，这个最左边那牧师他当时是。 在我从另外一个岛上来，然后他当时在我所在的岛上去，就是上学，他也跟我们住在一起。然后他后来向他的太太，那个穿那个粉色衣服的女士求婚的时候呢，我是给他们主持婚礼的牧师。And
they call us their Turks Island son and their Turks Island daughter.
然后呢，我们就称他们我们在这个塔克群岛的儿子跟儿媳。
Then the other folks in the middle there were the were evangelists as well. They live at Hope Sound. They went down too. He did some preaching. He shared in the preaching, and she's was a pianist, and also they sang together very beautifully.
就是中间的那对夫妇呢，他们也是从 Hope Sound 过去的那个传布道家。那我跟他们跟这个先生呢，跟这个弟兄就轮流的布道。他太太是弹钢琴的，他们两个一起那个唱歌。
All right, let's do that. That next slide, please.
下一张。
Yeah, I just thought I'd show you these buildings. The building on the left is the church.
左边是教会。
And the building on the right is the new school building that I went down to help dedicate about 3 years ago, I think.
这是右边呢，就是那个学校，是三年前建立的。我那时候去那里帮助，就是这个学校的一个奠基典礼，就是一个开学典礼。
Now there's two more pictures that are not quite so pretty, but please.
带有下边的两幅照片，没有那么漂亮。
Okay, this was the mission house that we built. Now, I didn't build it by myself. I mean, I was part of it from the very beginning, but this was the mission house, and about 3 years ago, a hurricane destroyed the house, and now we're just now getting around to raising money to replace this missionary house.
这是那个宣教，当时宣教之家。 我是帮着建了，没有完全说我一个人建的。但是那个三年之前呢，就有飓风打到那儿，然后现在这个房子就被毁掉了。Anyway,
I just wanted to show you those pictures, and so that picture where the window fell out—that was our kitchen back behind that. But of course, the hurricane took care of all of that.
So.然后呢，右边的那个窗户掉下来的是原来我们的厨房，那飓风就把这个都毁了。
When we were building that out of wood, I said to the director, my missionary director, I said, why don't we build like the islanders build and build out of rock and cement? And he said, oh, no, 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 Jesus is coming too soon. We don't have time.
当时我们建的时候呢，我就给那个就是这个宣教机构的主席就说，我们为什么不把它建成像那个水泥啊和那种做那水泥做的，这样比较坚固一点？他说没关系，主耶稣快回来了，我们不需要把它建得那么牢固。So
that was 50 years ago, and Jesus hasn't come, so I think there's a lesson here for us somewhere.
所以那是50年前，那主耶稣还没回来，所以这大概有我们要学的一个功课。
Be ready for Jesus to come at any time, but also prepare like we need to prepare for the future.
然后就是,
So I think we're going to get that torn down. In fact, it may be torn down very soon, the old wooden part of it at least, and then they're going to build in the way the islanders build them this time. Those islands are very modern these days with all the modern conveniences of electricity and indoor plumbing and all that stuff. But when we went there 50 years ago, we had these kerosene lamps, you know, that the wick would make the globe real black. We had those. That's what we had for light. And we had a lot of mosquitoes. We had a lot of bugs, a lot of rats and roaches, but God helped us, and those were good days.
然后呢，现在的这个岛上就是挺现代化的，比如他们也都有水管啊什么的，就是各方面。但是我们五十年去的时候，那时候好像刚才讲的是一个那个是不是用那个都没有电呢？就是然后呢，他们是有很多的蚊子啊、臭虫啊，反正各种各样的东西。但是那对我们来讲也是挺兴奋的，在当时那个时间在那个岛上。
All right, let's go to the next slide and let's start our sermon here. All right, let's take a look at St. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 6. I'm just going to let Sister Lei read that in Chinese if she doesn't mind.
1 to 6, okay.
Yes, yeah.
我们来读路加福音17章1到6节。耶稣又对门徒说，绊倒人的事是免不了的。 但那绊倒人的有祸了，就是把磨石拴在这人的颈项上，丢在海里，还强如他把这小子里的一个绊倒了。你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝诫他；劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他；倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转，说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。使徒对主说：求主加增我们的信心。
I have, if you look on your notes on your church bulletin this morning, you'll see three major things that I would like to speak about. I'd like to talk about offenses that will come. Jesus says that, yes, we will be offended by other people. Then I want to talk about forgiveness. And then I want to talk about faith. And these three are connected together. All three of these points are connected together. I was thinking about forgiveness. And I want to, first of all, I want to go to a couple slides down, if you don't mind. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, forgiveness is nothing more than letting go of grudges and bitterness. I want to talk about God's forgiveness first, of how God forgives us and we accept that forgiveness. I want to speak about King David and how God forgave him of the terrible sins that he committed. One time at Shunda Christian College in Zhongli, Taiwan, I was preaching in chapel to a group of students, probably 800 students in chapel that morning.
我那时候在台湾那个中立有一次呢，就是那个早晨的礼拜，我对学生讲道，然后大概当时有800个学生。
I was preaching about the woman at the well where Jesus had that encounter with her and he gave her water to drink that she would never thirst again. I described to the students the life that this woman had lived and that Jesus had told her that you've had 5 husbands and the man you're living with now is not your husband.
You
And the students were looking at me, and many of them, I could almost read their minds. I can't read minds, but I could almost tell what they were thinking.
然后呢，学生就看着我，好像能看到他们在想什么。虽然我不太能读别人的心事，但是我那时候看到学生的表情，我知道他们在想什么。
I realized that what they were thinking was, yes, that's a very nice story, teacher, and that's a wonderful thing that Jesus can forgive her of her sins, but I'm not a prostitute. I haven't lived that kind of life, and so what does this have to do with me?
然后我觉得那些学生可能在想的就是说，这是一个很好的故事，主耶稣原谅了他，但是我不是这样的，像这个女人一样有这样的生活，我过的是一个挺好、挺有道德的生活，那主耶稣能为我做什么？
But whether we have sins that are great or sins that are small, Jesus forgives them all. And the same God that forgives men like King David who commit terrible sins is the same God that forgives everyone else who will come to him.
就像大卫王犯了这种很严重、很可怕的罪，神饶恕了他，神也饶恕所有来到他面前的人。The
Bible makes it very clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, so we all must participate in the forgiveness of God.
所以圣经上讲的很清楚，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，所以我们所有人都需要被饶恕。From
the very beginning, when Eve sinned, we all come into this world with sin and original sin, and when we come to the age of accountability, we make choices and we all sin in some way or the other.
然后当夏娃犯罪的时候呢，我们所有的人其实都有这个原罪。我们到了一个要负责的一个年纪的时候，我们面对选择，我们都有选择这个罪，有选择错的地方。I
am so glad that everybody doesn't live like the woman at the well had lived in her lifestyle. I'm so glad that everybody doesn't live like David lived and commit the sins that David committed. But the Bible is very clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know that there are major world religions that would not teach you that. They would teach you something different. If I had a blank sheet of paper with nothing on it, I could hold it up like this, and some religions of the world would tell you that when a baby is born into the world, it's like a blank sheet of paper, and as we begin to commit sins as we get older, then the paper begins to fill in.
然后很多人，如果我手里有一张白纸，我会给你拿出来看的。然后世界上有很多宗教就会教导说，哎呀，这个小孩子出生的时候都是纯洁的，像一张白纸。然后等他们长大了之后呢，慢慢的就犯罪，所以这个纸上就充满了这个黑点。But
some would say that yes, it could even be good enough that you would not need to receive forgiveness, or you could live good enough that in another life you could come back as such a person that you'd advance into nirvana or some kind of paradise.
有的人就说你可以过一个很有道德、很好的生活的，所以你都不需要这个对罪的饶恕，那你可以可能这样的在这个下一世或者他们就是轮回之中，你可能进入这种涅槃，进到另外一种境界。
Now, not all sins happen exactly this way, but it's a very dangerous thing to be what in the place where David was, King David was, when he first was tempted to commit this terrible string of sins that he ended up committing.
但是呢，不是所有都是这样的。但是如果在一个位置像大卫王，他首先受到他首先是有这个试探，他接着就掉入试探。
The Bible says that in the time when kings go forth to war, David didn't go. He stayed back in the palace. In other words, he said, I'll set this one out. And because he wasn't where he was supposed to be, out leading his army, he was put himself in a place where that he saw something that he desired, and he fell into adultery.
然后呢,他就看到了说让他想要的,让他落入最终,最后犯了这么可怕的罪。
And then trying to cover up that sin, he had her husband murdered on the battlefield.
他就犯了奸淫罪,然后他又想要掩盖他的罪,他就想办法让这个拔示巴的先生被杀。
Somehow he must have felt that his sin was not known, but his sin was not only known to God, but his sin was known to the people of whom he ruled.
然后呢,他以为他的罪呢,被掩盖起来了,没有人知道,但是他的罪呢,不仅是神知道,可能他的百姓也知道。
So one day God spoke to a prophet called Nathan.
然后有一天神就对他的先知纳丹说,
I want you to go and deliver this message to the king.
神说我要你把这个信息告诉大卫王。So
he goes into the king, knowing that the king could take off his head if he don't like what he's saying.
纳丹就去见王，他知道如果这个王不喜欢他的信息，有可能他就会掉脑袋。
But the prophet was fearless, and he went in and he delivered this message.
但是这个先知是无所畏惧，他就去见王，把神的信息告诉了。
A wealthy man had large herds of sheep, flocks of sheep.
他说有一个富户，他有许多牛群、羊群。The
poor man who lived beside him had one sheep, and he was so poor that he had to take the sheep in his own house for protection and to feed the sheep from his own table to give him food.
穷人除了所买来养活的一只小母羊羔之外，别无所有。
And David, in his little bit of righteousness that he had left in his heart after committing those terrible sins, he rose up and said, that man ought to be put to death.
但是那个富户呢,就抢了这只穷人的羊羔。大卫呢,心里面虽然自己犯了这样可怕的罪,他心里面还是有点公义。他就说,行这事的人该死。
But the prophet Nathan pointed his old bony finger, whether it was straight or crooked, I don't know, but he pointed his finger at the king and said, you're the one that is guilty.
然后纳丹呢,就手指着大卫王说,你就是那人。Now,
keep in mind that it had been about a year since David had been trying to keep this covered up, and so now what's David going to do when the prophet tells him very clearly that he's guilty?
就是谋杀了这个拔示巴的先生以来，这件事情已经过去一年了。那大卫面对这样的指责，他如何反应呢？
In Psalm 51, it tells us what David began to do. David began to pray to God for mercy.
然后我们在诗篇51节就能看到大卫做了什么，他向神求怜悯。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, have mercy on me.
他说神啊,求你按你的慈爱,连续我,按你丰盛的慈悲,涂抹我的过犯。
Blot out all my transgressions.
求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽。
You know what God did? God forgave him of all his transgressions.
你知道吗? 神真的是饶恕了他所有的罪。
But in Psalm 32, if you want to back up just a little bit, it tells us how David's life was during that year of time that he was trying to keep everything covered up. It says in Psalm 32, he says, praying to God, thy hand was heavy upon me.
在32章第4节说,
he said, my moisture was turned to the drought of summer.
他说,我的精液耗尽,
he said, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long.
他说,因终日哀恨我,骨头枯干。
In other words, he was miserable.
所以他就是很难受。
He had no joy in life.
他的生命中没有任何的喜乐。
And being the king, the things that should have brought him joy, every time he would start to smile or enjoy himself, he would remember what he had done.
他每次想要享受什么呢, 就想到他所做的。
But when he prayed and God blotted out all his transgressions, then David could rejoice and say, blessed is the man in whom sin is not imputed any longer. That's God forgiving David of all of those sins. I had not committed the sins that David had committed. But I had to come to God too, and I had to pray the same kind of prayer. I love to hear the Chinese say, I believe in Jesus. As I understand it, and where I come from as a child, we didn't say it exactly that way. What we said was, Jesus saves me from my sins. I realize that we come from different backgrounds. I was taken just a few days old to the church and dedicated to the Lord when I was a baby. And I realize that sometimes I meet people here in Palm Beach and different places that maybe haven't known Jesus all that long. And here's what I understand when a Chinese says, I believe in Jesus. I believe they're also saying that Jesus forgives me of all my sin. Great or small, Jesus forgives them all. Whether we've committed great sins or whether we've committed small sins, Jesus forgives. Jesus said, forgiveness. What is forgiveness? It's just letting go of grudges and bitterness. And now I want to shift to what we do after we receive the forgiveness of God. Jesus told us that offenses are going to come. So there are going to be times that we do business with people and they don't always treat us fairly or like they should. And we live together in relationships as husbands and wives, and sometimes husbands may offend on purpose or they may offend unknowingly, but offenses come. And when anger comes from the lips of a beautiful lady or the lips of a handsome husband, it's still offensive.
先生那个很美丽的太太他们在一起有时候还是会有这种关系还是会有这种冲突
Yes, offenses come, so what should we do?
所以当你被得罪的时候你应该如何做呢
Well, we have a choice. We can hold on to that anger that we have because we've been offended.
然后呢我们可以做选择我们可以就是紧紧拽住那个怨恨啊那种怒气不放
We can lay awake at night and think of ways to get even with someone else.
我们就想要怎么报复，怎么打回去。
Or we can embrace the forgiveness of Jesus and forgive that other person because Jesus has forgiven us, so we forgive them and we can move on in peace and happiness.
所以呢，我们也可以，因为主耶稣，我们也可以拥抱主耶稣所给我们的这种饶恕，因为主耶稣饶恕了我们，我们也去饶恕别人，放掉这些苦毒跟怨恨，继续的，就是带着平安和喜乐来生活。
So what is forgiveness?
所以什么是饶恕呢?
It's nothing more than a conscious, deliberate decision to release resentment or vengeance toward another person who has harmed you.
是清楚且刻意的决定放下对伤害你的人的怨恨和报复。
think about the Lord's Prayer, there's some words in the Lord's Prayer that are very appropriate for this message. Lord Jesus, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So if I'm saying to Jesus, Jesus, forgive me, but I'm holding something in my heart against a brother or a sister or a wife or a child or whomever it may be, then am I going to receive forgiveness from God? I just prayed, Lord, forgive me as I forgive those. That's a serious thought, isn't it? I'm thinking about an example from the book of Genesis. Thinking about Joseph, that young son of Jacob. He had a lot of older brothers. Now, I can't relate too much about this because I've got four older brothers and they all treat me with kindness and goodness. I've got two older sisters and they treat me with kindness. In fact, when I was an active missionary, all six of these individuals would sometimes send me money to help me out in my missionary work. But Joseph's brothers had a little different feeling toward him. Jacob thought maybe he was his favorite child, I guess, and he gave him a pretty coat that he didn't give his older brothers.
然后呢,雅各呢,可能觉得约瑟是他最喜爱的孩子,他就特别给约瑟一件彩衣。
And so they hated their little brother.
所以呢,这些兄长都很恨这个小兄弟。
And so one day, Jacob says to Joseph, go check on your brothers for me. They're out herding sheep somewhere a long ways away from home. They see him coming, so they take him and throw him in a pit. Then they see some camels coming down the road, and they sell him into slavery to be taken into Egypt. I think before I became a Christian, one or two of my brothers might have felt this way toward me. I'm not sure. And then Joseph gets bought as a slave, and then the wife of his master tells something that's not true about him, and he gets cast into prison.
然后呢,约瑟成为奴隶之后呢,他的主人的妻子呢,就是去诬告他,约瑟就被下到监里。
His life wasn't too pleasant, was it?
所以他的生活并不是很美好, 对吧?
Because of the sins of his brothers against him.
因为他兄长的所犯的罪。
Oh, but time goes on, and he gets out of prison. Now he's in Pharaoh's house, and he's the vice president, so to speak, of all of Egypt.
然后呢, 事情就后来改变了,他后来出了监,他成了这个法老的宰相。
Now the famine has come and his brothers get hungry and they come down into Egypt to buy food.
这个饥荒来了,他的兄长们就来到埃及买粮。
So Joseph eventually reveals himself to his brothers, and then what happens when he reveals himself to his brothers?
所以呢,约瑟最终呢,就向他的兄长们
I'm not an artist, but if I was, I'd like to paint a picture of his brothers when they realize that Joseph is their little brother that they sold into
slavery.
You think their mouth would have been open? You think they would have been speechless?
他们是不是根本说不出话来?
And when, but here's what happens when he reveals himself to Benjamin. What happens? They hug each other and they cry upon each other's neck because Joseph has no malice against his brothers.
然后呢，当约瑟他后来看到本杰明的时候，就他的小兄弟便雅悯的时候，就伏在他的颈项上哭，大家都哭得很伤心。
And his older brothers, he also hugs all of them, and they kiss each other on the neck, and they hug and they cry, and it's all forgiven.
他真的又是抱着他的哥哥们，跟他的哥哥们亲嘴，抱着他们哭，然后他饶恕了他的哥哥们。
But if Joseph can reach down in his heart and he can forgive his brothers for all he suffered in an Egyptian prison, and all he suffered riding an old camel down into Egypt bound and being sold into slavery, and being left in a pit, if Joseph can forgive his brothers of all of that, could not God help us to forgive the little offenses that come to us? But that's not the end of the illustration with Joseph. There's something else that happens. So Joseph brings the whole family down into Egypt, and he places them in the best pastures in Egypt. A few years go by, and his father Jacob dies. Now the brothers begin to talk among themselves. Joseph only treated us with kindness out of respect for our father, but now that daddy's gone home to another world, Joseph's going to get even with us. So they go in to see their brother Joseph, and they say, now that daddy's gone, you're going to get even with us. Is that right? I don't know how Joseph might have reacted to that, but here's what he said. He said, Satan meant it for harm, but God meant it for good, and it's all forgiven. Don't worry, it's all in the clear. If Joseph could forgive all of that sin against his brothers, can we not forgive our fellow men? Back about 60 or 70 years ago, when the United States still had military troops in Japan, there was a career Navy man that took his wife and his children with him, and they were living in Japan. But they hired a little 15-year-old Japanese girl to help them in their house. Well, after a few months, the Navy man decided that he would rather have this Japanese girl than he would his wife, and so he sent his wife and his children back to the States. So he married this young girl, and they had three children together. But then when the children were still small, kind of stair-step, still small, he got cancer.
And
he And when he realized that he was going to die, and he had nothing saved up to support his wife and his children, he wrote his wife that he had sent back, his first wife that he had sent back to America, a letter asking her to do something for him.
然后呢，他其实是把这个太头前妻跟孩子都送回了美国，就是不管不要他们了。但是他又给前妻写信说，
He said, "I'm going to die in a short time."
他说我过不了多久就要死了。
And I would ask you if you would bring my Japanese wife and our children to America so that you can send them to school and take care of the family for me.
他说我不知道你能不能把我的这个女孩子，就是第二任妻子跟她的孩子带到美国，所以这些孩子可以在美国受教育。
She was heartbroken when it all broke up back years ago.
当这个先生这样的抛弃她的时候，这个太太其实真的是非常的伤心。
But you know what she did? She laid the letter down on the desk for a couple of days.
然后当她接到这封信的时候，她真的是很难过。她就把接到那封信以后，她就把这封信呢放在桌上好几天。And
she wrote the letter back, and this is what she said.
她又写回信，她的信是这么写的。
She said, "God helping me and being my helper, I will take care of your wife and your children. I will send for them to come to Chicago."
她说我神帮助我，神是我的帮助者，所以呢，我会把他们给接过来，就是你的妻子和他的孩子和你们的孩子。
This woman had forgiveness that could only come from Jesus.
她饶恕她的先生，她说这一切的饶恕只能来自于耶稣。
And then to flow out to other people.
然后呢，她也能够饶恕别人。
If God can forgive us,
如果神可以饶恕我们,
He could forgive David,
如果神可以饶恕大卫,
and Joseph could forgive his brothers,
约瑟可以饶恕他的哥哥们,
and this dear saint of God could forgive her husband and raise his children by another woman.
这位女士，她这位姐妹，她可以饶恕她的先生，甚至抚养她的先生抛弃她之后跟别人所生的孩子。
Do you think that God has enough grace to help us to forgive our fellow man? I don't believe that forgiveness always brings reconciliation. But I do believe that forgiveness must take place when we pray, "Father, forgive us as we forgive those
trespassers."
And so I'm talking about now increase our faith. How does a Christian get to the point where they can forgive serious offenses against them?
基督徒如何能够去饶恕这种很严重的这种冒犯跟得罪自己的事情呢？
They get to that point through the grace of God and through Jesus and flowing through their hearts and out to others.
是靠着神，靠着耶稣，我们可以去饶恕。
So how much faith do you have to be able to forgive?
你需要多大的信心去饶恕呢？
Jesus said only a like a grain of mustard seed.
你只需要一个像芥菜种那样的信心就可以去饶恕。
Somebody gave me this pen. It's a cheap pen. But a mustard seed is even smaller than the very tip of this pen.
那个芥菜种有多小呢？就比我那个笔芯，那个圆珠笔芯还要小。
That's all the faith you need.
我们只需要那样子的信心，那样子。You
don't have to have the faith that my wife has.
你不需要有我的太太所有的样的信心。
When our son was in Iraq and he would write us an email telling us that he was going to go out on patrol, my wife would go and pray.
然后我那时候儿子在伊拉克那种打仗的时候呢，他每就给我们发邮件说哦，他要出去巡逻了，我太太就祷告。
Then the patrol he was supposed to go on would be canceled.
然后结果他要去出去巡逻的那个任务呢就被取消了。
It happened several times.
这样子就发生了很多次。
So finally, we got an email one day, and Forrest said, I know what's the problem. I've been telling you I'm going, and you're praying and keeping me from going, so I'm going to go, and after I get back, then I'm going to tell you I've been.
然后我儿子后来就送了邮件说我现在知道问题了。我每次要去巡逻告诉你们，你们就祷告。所以我的每次呢就阻碍了我能够出去巡逻，所以我决定以后我去了以后再告诉你们。
And yeah, my wife prayed even more for him that God would protect him. And yes, he did go and he came back safely.
但是我太太就更加就是迫切的祷告，求神来保守他，他最后也平安的回来。
You have to have that much faith.
你不需要说是一个好像很大的一样一个信心。
Just a faith the size of a mustard seed.
就像是哪怕是芥菜种的信心。
But you got to plant the seed in the ground.
但是你需要把这个芥菜种种到地里。
You got to make sure it gets water.
你要浇水。
And when the tree grows, then you have the faith that you need.
然后当这个树长出来的时候，你就有这样的信心。
Oh, such wonderful thing. Now, here's what you do. If you choose to hold revenge in your heart and you choose not to forgive,
如果你决定说选择说我要就是抓住这个报复，抓住这种怨恨不放，你选择不饶恕的话。
I have a little object lesson that I want to show you.
我有一个实物教课，我不想给你看。
Now, Brother McElwain is a good brother of mine, and he's never done anything to offend me. But just suppose, that he has done something against me, and I'm holding revenge against my brother.
我那个麦牧师呢，是一个很好的弟兄，我们俩关系都很好。没有任何问题，但是假设我有对他有什么心存怨恨。
And I won't forgive, and so what happens if I won't forgive?
然后我不肯饶恕，那我如果不肯饶恕的话呢，那会发生什么呢？
Now, here's a bottle of water.
这是一瓶水。
And I got a bottle of poison here in my hand.
比如说，我这个另外一只手拿了一袋毒药。
It's poison, but it only kills bacteria, don't kill people.
但是我手里拿这个东西只是会那个杀死病菌，而不是杀死人。
But suppose I opened this poison and I poured it in my water.
比如说我把这个毒药打开，放在水瓶里。
I put the cap back on it.
然后又把盖子给盖上。
I shake it up good.
然后把它好好的摇一摇。
And then I open it up and I drink it.
然后我就打开那个瓶盖开始喝。
I drank the poison, but I hope he dies.
我喝了毒药，但是我希望他去死。
Hold unforgiveness in your heart.
所以呢，你如果心里怀着这个不饶恕，
it's like drinking poison.
就好像你喝了毒，吃了毒药。
And hoping the one who needs forgiveness.
就是让那个你不饶恕的人去死一样。
Goes on to the next world.
然后呢，你就到了另外一个世界。
Serious thing to hold unforgiveness in your heart.
所以，如果不饶恕的话，这是一件很严肃的事情。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
亲爱的主，我们今天早晨感谢你。
Thank you for your help.
谢谢你的帮助。
Thank you for coming and helping us.
谢谢你，真的是来帮助我们。
And Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers.
真主啊，谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Help our faith to be planted like the grain of a mustard seed.
帮助我们的信心能够像芥菜种那样子被种植下去，并且成长。
And grow into a mighty faith.
成为一个巨大的、一个伟大的信心。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。